And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And so it was that the days were completed that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Come, long expected Jesus, Born to set your people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth you are. Dear desire of every nation, joy of
Rejoice! Rejoice!
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
For unto us a child is born, his name is Jesus Christ the Lord.
Let heaven and nature sing, yeah.
Just like the prophets have foretold, he's here to make our hearts his home.
Let heaven and nature sing.
When all the world was lost in sin, he came to bring goodwill to men.
Let heaven and nature sing, yeah.
Turn the darkness into light, and now we come to testify.
Let heaven and nature
sing. Like the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We will lift our voice with praise, hallelujah to his name.
Because of love, Emmanuel, he's God with us.
Let heaven and nature sing,
let him sing. Washed every stain, our past is gone, and now we'll join the heavenly song.
Let heaven and nature sing. Like the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We will lift our voice of praise, hallelujah to his name.
Oh,
let heaven and nature sing.
Let heaven and nature sing.
Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness.
Oh, let heaven and nature sing. Yeah.
Tribe and tongue proclaim that he is Lord and he shall reign.
Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature, heaven and nature, heaven and nature.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child.
The world walked in darkness, looking for a sign. But a baby in a manger wasn't what they had in mind. So they slept on while shepherds saw the prophecy come true. And with joyful hearts went out to tell the most incredible news. Oh, he's here.
Mighty Prince of Peace.
Longs for something more. They search in vain for answers, don't know what they're living for. But on that night so long ago, the Prince of Peace arrived to save us, cleanse us, set us free, and give eternal life. He's here.
Mighty Prince of Peace.
The Bible says that all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Surely, Mary and Joseph both were humbled that God would choose to send a Savior of the world through them.
I surely must have been. Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade.
Why him, with all the rulers in the world?
Why here, inside this stable filled with hay?
Why me? I'm just an ordinary girl.
Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade.
Why him, with all the rulers in the world?
Why here, inside this stable filled with hay?
Why me? I'm just an ordinary girl.
Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say.
But this is such a strange way to say the word.
Why me?
Why me?
I'm just a simple man of trade.
Why him?
Why
with all the rulers in the world?
Why here?
Inside
this stable filled with hay.
Why me?
Why
I'm just an ordinary girl.
Ordinary girl.
No, I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say.
Scripture says that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, the wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." Over 2,000 years later, we still worship Jesus. He is the Lamb of God who died on the cross to take away the sin of the world. The risen Savior, who offers eternal life to all of those who believe in him. And the King, who is one day coming again.
God alone, we worship you. redemption's only source. All authority is yours. We worship you. Holy Lord of Lords, redemption's only source. All authority is
you've heard in music and seen in drama the Christmas story. I want to talk to you just briefly about what all that means. In John's Gospel, in chapter 1, I'm going to share four or five verses with you that help us understand the meaning of the Christmas story. In John chapter 1, in verses 1 and 2, it tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. John talks about Jesus being the Word. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But it's talking about Jesus there, and it says he was in the beginning, and he was co-eternal with God. He was coexistent with God. He was God. That's the first thing we need to know about Christmas, is that Jesus is God. But the story of Christmas is the story of incarnation. In verse 14, you know that it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Jesus not only was God, he became a man, and he lived and walked among us. He became flesh. That's what incarnation means. That's just from the Latin for he became flesh. He became a man. And so the story of Christmas is that God came down to our level. He became a man. It tells us why Jesus became a man. In verse 18 of John chapter 1, it says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. In other words, Jesus reveals to us who God is. He reveals God to us. We can't see God. No one's ever seen God. He's far above us. How do we know what God is like? We look at Jesus because Jesus came to show us what God is like. John tells us that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Grace is just God's love for us, his unmerited favor, his reaching out to us. And truth is just the truth that we need a relationship with God. You know all of these things. The most important message of Christmas you find in verse 12 of chapter 1. And it says this, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those that believe in his name. There's an equation there. You want to put that up? There's an equation there. Go to the next slide. Oh, yeah. Believe plus receive equals become. What does that verse say, verse 12? It says that as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God, even those that believe in his name. Now, my guess is, all of you here today, you're here because you believe in Jesus. You believe that he's the Son of God, that he's God, that he became a man, that he lived a perfect life, that he died on the cross for your sins and mine. You wouldn't be here probably if you didn't believe in Jesus. But I know lots of people, I ask them about their relationship to God, and they say, well, I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus. And then I ask them, have you ever received Jesus into your life? And they say, well, I'm not sure. See, it's not enough just to believe. We have to believe and receive. That's what John says. As many as believe and receive, to them he gives the right to become children of God. So what does it mean to receive Jesus? Well, real quickly, it just means that we realize that we're sinners, that we're willing to turn away from our sin, that we're willing to put our faith in Jesus alone for eternal life, and we're willing to surrender our lives to him, ask him to come into our life and take control. So if you forget nothing, you'll remember nothing else of what I said, but you'll remember this equation. Believe plus receive equals become. Believe in Jesus, receive him into your life, and you will become a child of God. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to bow your heads with me. Bow your heads. I'm just going to give you some instruction. I'm going to call your attention again to that little tear-off sheet and your bulletin that says welcome. And if you've never received Jesus, I'm going to ask you to do this. Just on the back where it has prayer requests, make sure you give us your name, but this right, I need to know more about receiving Jesus, and we'll contact you. Or maybe you just need to pray right now and receive Jesus. You just need to say to Jesus, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I thank you that you died for my sins. I want to receive you into my life. Come into my life right now. All you have to do is ask him to do it. And if you've done that, let us know. Write that on that sheet as well. Just, we want to know where you are spiritually. If you need to know more about receiving Jesus, let us know. If you received Jesus today, let us know. The choir is going to sing again in just a moment to bring us to a close, and then we'll be dismissed. I'll be at the front after the service if you want to know more about what it means. But remember this, Christmas means that if we believe and we receive, we can become children of God. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, to earth. Thank you for him becoming man, growing up as a baby, as a child, living a perfect life, and dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you. You've provided a way for us to become your children through Jesus. Help us, Father, not to turn our back on that. Help us to receive that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Revelation 5:12 reads, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Join with us as we give glory to God and worship Jesus. He reigns. He is holy. He is worthy. He is the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Are met in thee tonight.